Boy, there's a question on here about passing the peace. It's a common practice in many churches, but we haven't used it at peace, the passing of the peace. That you guys can inform me on that. When did peace, has peace ever done the passing of the peace in the liturgy?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so how did that get eliminated, or what was the story there behind that one?
Well, one, okay, and I guess we're talking to the choir, but the first thing is that it turned into a chatter session. When we passed the peace, everyone left their pews and hugged and visited, and it was hard to get them calmed down to even have a start a worship service.
Okay.
So that's really, now on the other side, hand, there's the passing of the peace where you turn to the person next to you, you shake your hand and say, God's peace be with you. And then the other, that's too mechanical. It's not even genuine either.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of why we migrated against it. And it's why I don't really like practicing passing the peace, because it's either too artificial or it's too social.
Yeah. Yeah. This, Carol, do you want to chime in on that one?
No, I agree. I remember how that went.
Yeah. Well, just be happy that it's not the kiss of peace as it's described in Rome. Actually, if you look that up in Romans 16, it says something, Paul says something like, please kiss someone with the kiss of peace. And that's actually where it comes from. So just be happy it's not a kiss, all right? That's. if I recall from my studies that, Bob, I really appreciate what you say there. The original intention of the peace, the passing of the peace, didn't have anything to do with checking in with people. And it didn't have anything to do with like, oh, we just need to get through this moment. It had a really deep meaning, which was if anyone had a gripe against another, that they were able to settle it and give peace to one another so that if they approach the Lord's table, they're approaching in peace. But I totally think what you're saying is what has happened in the church. So the original intention is just kind of out the window. So
Act of forgiveness.
An act of forgiveness and reconciliation and relationship, a bonding, a genuine bonding. But yeah, you're right. It's kind of like, oh man, I can go give Frank the latest score in the football game. All right, let's go over that. Oh man. Good stuff.